Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
To be the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. John said there are three that bear witness. There are three that bear witness. These are the three that bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. These three bear witness, and their witness is true. Oh, there is no deception, there is no gainsaying, for they are the embodiment of truth. Oh, they had been before creation was made. They created them. We give you glory, our Father and Son and Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, I ask that you take control tonight. I ask that your ministry will have free way, and nothing will hinder you to flow tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will anoint me, Lord, and give me the tongue like the pen of the ready writer. That the capacity of the Spirit to inscribe truth in the hearts of your people, you will grant me tonight in the name of Jesus. I grant you access even to this place and to our hearts, that you will speak truth to us, that there will be no error, there will be no confusion. Lord, your word will come, O God, like the rain upon every green grass. Lord, in the name of Jesus, bring glory to your name. Bring glory to your name. Bring glory to your name, I ask, in the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of the Lord over this place. Let him brood over this place. Let him brood over the hearts, and let there be confirmation in the name of Jesus. I'm trusting you, Lord, that those who will hear and will listen to this teaching, you'll bring clarity. Thank you, my Father. I give glory and honor to your name. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And for some time, we stopped seeing her. And I just left my mind. One day, I asked my friend, this young girl, where is she? I've not seen her for a long time. She just delivered. I said, where did she marry? She said, my pastor do their work. I said, it's okay. Next, let us move on. Amen. So he said, but the end is not yet. And can you imagine, since the days of apostles came, they have been fighting wars. And they have been fighting wars. Now, we thank God we are at peace. But listen to me, there were believers that went through those crises. The world war was not pleasant in the least. It was as if the world would come to an end. But it did not come to an end. Wars will still be fought. Praise God. Say the end is not yet. Can we continue verse 7? Now verse 7 now comes out. He now expanded on the issue of nations. Said nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be what? Famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Said all these are what? The beginning of sorrows. Are we there yet? Not really. Have there been famines in the past? Yes. Have there been pestilences? Yes. But I tell you, there will still be more. There will still be more. I was listening to somebody, a prophet, he said the Lord told him that COVID is just a small one. The other big bad guys are coming. He said if COVID was big, was small, then the Lord will be our shepherd. The Lord has to be our shepherd. Because the way the earth is going, if God does not be your shepherd, you can't survive. There is no hope. Hallelujah. So these are just the beginning of sorrows. So when sorrows began was when that angel, when that seal was broken and that thing rolled out. That was when it began to begin. Did you get that English? Please don't go and use it though. It's Revelation English. Amen. Verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. In the days of the apostles, can we say they were all hated by all the nations? We can't say so, because those things were not fulfilled in their days, because they didn't get to all the nations of the world. I don't know whether you understand me. So it was something that was going to be progressive as we go. Amen. Now, verse 10. Then shall many be what? Offended. Are we gotten there? No. Because Paul said one of the signs when he gets to Thessalonians, and Paul was writing, he says, and there shall be a falling away. We've not gotten there. We are only seeing the breeze. That was one I saw today on the WhatsApp group I was in, when mother and daughter married. Look, there's no abomination that could shake me more. I'm not shaking again. I'm not moved. You can't surprise me again. People are marrying dog. Have you heard that one? There is an hotel in Europe, I don't know whether it's Amsterdam or somewhere, where it is animals that you come and sleep with. You book and come and sleep with animals. Officially protected. Now, what are they not doing? If you want to sleep with cockroach, you arrange it for you. So they come and tell me, mother is marrying daughter. Grandfather gone, we marry granddaughter. Doesn't shake me. Praise God. What kind of thing can they conceive now that can shake me now? I don't know. My soul has become hardened. That you can't surprise me again. Amen. Because they are unleashing the spirits. These spirits have been unleashed. And these are things we are going to fight. I said many shall be offended because of the hatred. Many shall be offended because of so many things. And it will lead to betrayal of one another. And there shall be hatred one for another. Now this is a warning. Is it to the world? It's not to the world. It's warning the church. Remember I'm speaking to the disciples. That they will hate you because of me. And for that hatred, you will get offended. Amen. And when a man is offended, he will betray you. So, don't be surprised when these things begin to happen. so that you too will not cast away your confidence that you have held on to for so long. Things are going to happen. And he said, and they shall hate one another. Verse 11. You now see this. And many, under this atmosphere, many false prophets shall do what? Shall arise. Remember the first one said, don't be deceived, Jabi. Many will come in my name. This is another level of deception. When you are vulnerable, have you tried to drown before? You enter water, you are drowning. Anything you will grab. Anything. You will grab air. You won't be thinking straight. In that condition, Satan will unleash certain personalities. They are prophets. Because you are vulnerable, emotionally you are vulnerable, psychologically, all kinds of pressure is coming upon you, you will be easy to deceive. Amen. Say they will deceive many. Next verse, 12. But pay attention. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. You will find out that the problem, basically, the problem we have, or the problem that will destroy us, if we are not careful, is not persecution. It's not killing you. Because if Satan has tried killing the believers, it doesn't... I was watching a video that somebody posted today in Afghanistan. People claim, who refuse to give up on Christ. They lined them up. Real life, and they were shooting their head. So I started watching film. So it was hiding. Would I be swimming? Could move me. It's as if they are doing film. But it was real life. It just happened a few days ago in Kabul. Killing Christians, but they refused to give up. It's one shot. I like, that's why I like Idi Agbon. He said, you shouldn't come back to Nigeria. He said, I owe Nigeria only one bullet. Only one bullet will kill you. Two bullets can't kill you. Praise God. The bad death is that it's one that they will shoot you on the leg. You will be happy. They will shoot you here. You are happy. But they just give you one. You have gone. You just go to heaven. When I get to heaven, just go your way. So the idiots were shooting them in the head. Once you shoot them in the head, after they shot them dead, the guy was not shooting, pow, wasting bullets, pow, pow. The guy has died. He has left. He doesn't feel anything again. They are still shooting. But the one that is serious is this one, when you are offended. They've not killed you, but your offense is in your, you're already dead. And for that, iniquity shall abound. And the love of many will do what? Wax cold. Why did Jesus admonish the church in the book of Revelation? Say, return to your first love. The easiest way to kill a believer, take the love out of his heart. You have killed him. You don't need to put a gun on his head. It will serve, it will just implode. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says, goes on to verse what? 13. Let's quickly go through this 13. But he that shall what? The end time, the technology for the end time is not anointing. That's not how to win. I can speak. If I speak in tongues, fire comes out of my nose. Thank you. God bless you. The antidote to this time is what? It's endurance. Your capacity to keep fighting. When there's still no hope of winning, you keep fighting. You refuse to throw in the towel. They will bash you. They will disappoint you. They will betray you. But you are still fighting. Now, the reason, the way you fight is not, Lord, all these guys who have betrayed me, let seven thunders hit them. That prayer is coming from where? It's coming from hatred and bitterness. You are defiled already. Are you with me? The way to fight is to love. Pray for them that despitefully, that's how to fight. When you overcome evil with good. So if you're the one they step on, Jugunu, you won't survive. You won't survive. So the earlier you begin to work on yourself, the better. Because the days of evil are coming. Amen. And said, and he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. He has answered question number one. Question number two. Can we go to question number two? Amen. You now see why I cannot finish. I've not got it to rapture yet, too. Should we quickly do it? No. Can we give me verse 14? Now, he now began to speak about a little more about what is more important. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness and unto all nations. Then shall the end come. Now, who will preach this gospel of the kingdom? Is it the Gentiles? Is it Israel? Or the church? Definitely it's not the Gentile nations. It will not be Israel. Because you ask me, how do I know? If you go to Romans chapter 9, he spoke about that. 9:10. No. He spoke about that. That Israel was cut off so that we can be grafted. And after a while, the Lord will graft Israel back. Hallelujah. And really, the grafting of Israel can only be provoked by the church. Praise God. So much weight is on us. And God will help us in Jesus' name. So, who will be preaching this gospel? The church. So, I want to ask people, where is the rapture in all this discourse? Because I've not seen it yet. Amen. Oh, okay. Can we continue? Praise God. Can we just give me the next verse? I want to just go through that 24 and then we'll finish tonight. Verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of the desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Daniel spoke about an abomination that maketh desolate. What that means, we have no clue. Praise God. We don't know what it is. Paul gave a clue in Thessalonians when he was speaking. Say about that, when that guy stands in the holy place. What he's going to do there, we don't know. But the Bible says in the temple, he's going to declare himself as God. So we now know the present temple is in Jerusalem that Solomon built. Herod came back to rebuild, but was destroyed during the wars. Remember that thing was destroyed in 70 AD, and they've not been able to rebuild it. Right now, on that site, is a mosque. The second most holy mosque in the world. And they have told Israel, because they know Israel is planning to rebuild that temple, that if you build that temple, there will be a world war. Praise God. So, how will the desolation stand, the abomination of desolation stand in the most holy place where there is no temple? Are you with me, church? So definitely, we are still a little bit far. Because all these things must happen before the end. Amen. Two theories. Maybe they were not talking about the physical temple. Maybe just Christ was talking about a spiritual temple. Praise God. Because he said, you are my temple. So maybe the desolation is going to take place in your heart. That is one theory which we may need to pursue. The other theory is that there's going to be a physical temple they're going to erect there, which means they're going to have to remove the mosque. How they want to remove the mosque without a world war, I don't know. So that tells me, if this, your interpretation of a physical temple is true, then expect a world war. Not a local conflict. Because the whole Arab world will go to war against Israel. And there's no way the world powers will stand by and let that war go without them entering it. And once they enter it, we too will enter. But I can promise you, I will go to Ijare. And leave you guys to sort yourself out because I didn't send you. Glory to God. And Buhari is aligning himself. That's why I'm praying. And when this time comes, it will be a Christian. So we'll not go to war against Israel. Because all those who go against Israel is an error. Judgment will just land on them free of charge. So just leave us alone in Nigeria. Let us be our own. Praise God. So right now we have those two thoughts running in the church. We really don't know what's going to play out and how it's going to play out. But it is looking like, it's looking like that temple will be built. There was a time Ezekiel prophesied that Israel would return to their land. They snuffed, they scoffed at that thought that it can never happen. They were all scattered all over the world. And there was the mere magnitude of identifying and bringing them back was beyond human comprehension. But God did it in 1948. And Israel became a nation. That showed that God is more powerful than any human institution. So this one that we are cracking our head, I don't know. Ask for Ecclesiastes. Anything can happen. I don't know. Praise God. But if that be the case, say when you see that desolation, now that means the sign to know who the Antichrist is. You cannot know him by numbers. This numerology, you know the name. You can write your name. What is your Roman name? You are Pastor Rev. Rev. R. Then we had the R. You are the Antichrist. You can't know him by that. The way you know the Antichrist, when you see the desolation, that is the sign. Jesus spoke a lot about signs. Remember, he told Moses, if there's a prophet among you, I'll reveal myself. I'll use signs, I'll use all those dark things, I'll use riddles, I'll use all those things, but not so my servant Moses. There will be guys like Moses that God will speak to face to face. This is what's going down tomorrow. He will tell them, but he will not tell everybody, because not everybody have a time to fellowship with him. So he won't tell everybody. So all you'll be seeing will be signs, signs. Say, this is a sign. Who will betray you? Say, the man that did the sign in the cup. So that time, hunger caught bros, Judas. He did the sign. Even when he did that, they did not still see it. Therein lies my concern. That the things may be happening before us and we'll not be able to connect it. Jesus came and they still did not connect it. Until he died and rose, they were not connecting. And so my concern for the church and for myself is that can I recognize these signs when they begin to play out? Because they may not play out the way they wrote it. Just like I told about John and Elijah. I didn't know, but if I was living in that time, I would never have known that John was Elijah. If many had known, they would probably have followed Jesus. No, they came to him. Look, they said, tell us plainly. Tell us. We have been fighting too much. We don't want to fight again. Are you the Christ? If you say yes, you say yes or you know. If you say yes, we'll believe you. If you say no, we'll go our way. And I love Jesus. Complicated it. Said the baptism of John. Is it of? And those guys looked at this Jesus, oh, bad boy. If we say it's of men, these guys will stone us. And they are looking at them because they believe John was a prophet. If we say it's of God, say, why don't you believe him? They said, we don't know. How come no more? That was the opportunity for their salvation. They missed it. See, they say, we believe it was from God. But these things we are doing, kuyiwa. And he would have explained. But we are trying to be smart by half. When Koniman die, Koniman the bury him. If you play Koni with God, he will play Wayo with you. So that was what happened. So can we be in the go? So there's a desolation that is coming. So that's how you recognize him. When you see the desolation spoken by Daniel, standing in the holy place, he now told us, whosoever read it, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judah flee into the mountains. Then Go on. Let him which is on the hilltop, housetop, not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. 19. And woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. 20. But pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. 21. For then shall the... Did you read that? For then shall be what? great tribulation, which was spoken in chapter 12 of Daniel. That's your key. In drama, it's called Q. Am I correct? Those who are in drama, where are you now? You said most in drama. How does he know? For example, I want you to jump into another phase of the drama. I must give you a cue. Sure, you understand. I may just do like this. That means move to the next part of the drama, right? That's your cue. Say, then, for there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. Praise God. So this is our cue. The great tribulation. This is what everybody is afraid of. That's why the issue of rapture coming before the tribulation or rapture after the tribulation. Amen. Because people believe that tribulation is the worst thing that can happen to man. True, it is the worst. But who is running tribulation? There are other scriptures for us to consider. But tonight, let me just finish this. And except those days should be shortened, there shall be no flesh be saved. So it's not just going to affect the Gentiles. It's going to affect Israel. It's going to affect every living being on earth. Now what that constitutes, we really do not know. But the Bible says it's going to be so troublesome that if they did not shorten it, I don't know who intervened in the shortening. Praise God. Somebody must have prayed about it. A shortening. Now, I don't know. But I can have a clue of how these things may play out. Remember when God sent an angel of death into Israel because of the foolishness or stupidity of David, and he was killing people. And when he came into Jerusalem and his sword was drawn and David saw him, David wept. Like, God, and he repented God and asked the angel to stay. But the sword was still drawn. All he needed was, continue. And he would have entered Jerusalem and wiped out people. So it took God himself to say, stop. Amen. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. So maybe God will just... No, you don't do. Cool temper. Amen. Or somebody will intercede and say, Lord, have mercy. I don't know. They didn't tell us. But as we go and we come close to it, some people, God will find a way of solving the problem himself. Praise God. There shall no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So in other words, the elect will be around. So if anybody told you that the church will not go through it, forget it. Whether you and I will be alive then, I don't know. But whoever will be the elect at that point. And the word elect is only for the... What do I use elect for? Is it saints? Not the Jews. People are saying that he was speaking to the Jews. No, it was his disciples that came to meet him. He didn't speak about the Jews. He was talking to him about the church. The elect, if not for their sake, those days will not have been shortened. Praise God. Next verse. You know the meaning of then? What is the meaning of then? Then means after. After those days. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ. Or dear, believe it not. You know why that will happen? Because the pressure will be too enormous. Men will look for escape. And the only escape is Jesus. And so you'll be prone or be exposed to deception again. Yeah, but I've been facing deception before. This is another level. Say, Christ is there. Ah! While I called you, you run there. Say, don't run, no. Don't follow them, no. And when they say Christ is there, it's not that they just say Christ is there. There are evidences to prove that somebody like Christ is there. that if you don't follow them, they will label you as a rebel, an idiot. You know, all these bad things, they will combine together for you. Praise God. And if you are not careful, you may be in the minority. But from experiences, you know that when you were in class and you were doing tests, the majority is not always right. Sure, you guys know. Now, what is the answer to question number two? Ah, I wrote this. Ah, you, I wrote this. And you wrote something else. You now say, Lord. Ah, and I was thinking about this, you know. And you will not eat for the rest of the day. Only to find out afterwards that you are actually the one that was right. Praise God. Peer pressure is going to come in play in these times. Can you survive as a minority? Can you be the only one in the crowd who will not bow down to Baal? Can you be among the people, the elected officials, who will not bow down when the music of Nebuchadnezzar is played? Can you? For there shall arise again false Christs, another level, and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. The technology of Lucifer, that if they can deceive you, the rest of the world is finished. So the standard of Sabiness, can you deceive the elect? Do you remember when God called for a meeting of spirits in the Old Testament? He said, I want to kill Ahab. Any suggestion? Did you remember? And this spirit came, I will do this. I was like, get out. You call, I'll do this, get out. You, and that cool spirit was just watching the guy. And guys don't understand. Now, it's not as if God does not know what will kill Ahab. He went to find out which spirit understood how to kill Ahab. And now one came. Said, Lord, God, I have an idea. It's not an angel, it is a evil spirit. They have access. So when you understand spirits, this that they are accusing us before God, you say they cast them out. We will get there, God helping us. Amen. And he said, Lord, I have an idea. I said, what are you saying? So I will go to his prophets. And I'll be lying. So I'll put a lying word in their mouth. One spirit was one that was doing that work. One spirit. Not two. One. And I will prophesy to him. And I will bring him to the battle. And there he will fall. God said, you are correct. Go and prosper. So you understand how we are going to play this thing. Spirits will go and they will start entering people with one intention, that they can bring the elect down. That's the whole purpose. And once you do it, the guy will collect four-star generalship. So you are good. God will help us in Jesus' name. 25. Let me round up. Behold, I have told you before. Next verse. Next verse. Next verse. Is that the end? Wherefore, if they say unto you, behold, it's in the desert. Now, please, can you just jump to it's coming? Jump from here. I don't want, this one is, thank you. For as the lightning cometh out of what? The east. Because rain came from the east for them. So it was alluding to what they were conversant with. And shineth even to the west. That was how it went. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 28. For wheresoever the carcass is, there the eagles be gathered together. The next verse. Immediately, everybody say immediately. After when? Not before. Not doing. But after what? The tribulation. Say, after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give a light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Those powers of heavens are those celestial beings. It's not this. These are beings that control the universe. But God is shaking them. He said, no more do I shake the earth. I will shake the heavens. This is the shaking that will take place. Then the next verse now says this.
Then.
Everybody say then.
Then it means after.
That shaking.
Shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in what? Clouds of heaven. With what? With power and great glory. That is the second coming of Christ. It's not coming before. It's not come doing. It's coming after. And all the writings of the apostles allude to this. Now let's go to where Paul talked. Let me close by going to, I told you I was going to spend a long time. Did I not warn you? I warn you. So don't look at me. God, you will get to me in Jesus' name. We like, I know you. You don't say amen, shall you get to, shall? Amen. Where is that? Where, that's 2 Thessalonians, where Paul was speaking about. Is it 1 Thessalonians or 2 Thessalonians? I think it's 1 Thessalonians chapter what? Is it 4? Is it 4? No. Give me 5. 2 Thessalonians 5, 1 or so. Is it 4:17? It can't be 4:17. It's 4. Okay, go to 4:17. But no, that's not where I'm going. It's not there. Not there. I know it's not. It's not. It's too far. 1 Corinthians. Give me 1 Thessalonians. I beg your pardon. 5. There's 5 there. Where is 5? This thing is so confused. Give me this thing now. Should I go to my Bible? Don't you know what I'm talking about? Now. This is it now. Not 17. I know it's come before. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. The times and the seasons. Before Joseph Christ had told us, said, no man know the time and the seasons. Save the Spirit of God. Right? He said so. You can't tell. He said, but the Father knows it. Praise God. Paul is not right. He said, concerning those times and seasons, I shouldn't be writing this to you, because you guys said, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as what? As a thief in the night. How does a thief come? Unannounced. Remember he said that as was in the days of Noah. Now, please juxtapose this. He says there will be tribulation, and he says there will be like the days of Noah. How do you play that out? Who knows? Whether there will be days of Noah elsewhere on earth, where in another place there will be tribulation somewhere, and it will be happening pari passu. Who knows? Who knows whether the tribulation going is pleasure? Amen. The clue is in verse 3. Verse 3. Go to verse 3. For when they say peace and safety, because we have gone to the United Nations, we have signed peace documents. There's no more fight with Taliban. We and Boko Haram, we are one now. We are brothers. Praise God. Peace and safety. That's a death, sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Verse 4. But ye brethren are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Praise God. You now know why I said, come out from among them and be thou separate. That has been the cry of the Spirit since ages past. Come out. Judgment is coming. Come out. Well, guys will say, I just love. I don't know. And I tell people, look, listen to me. All this, go and take vaccine. You say, they are priming you for that trouble that is coming. I can't put my confidence in a man who tells lies like as if it's normal for him. So, in order to conform, make me feel well. There's nothing wrong with the vaccine. It's the people telling me to take it that I have problems with. And the fact that it's an experimental vaccine, I cannot be experimental rat. When you have confirmed that this one works, I will come. But until then, there is God. It's called Psalm 91. I use it. And he said, if I die, I die. I'll go to heaven. Amen. Are we okay? But ye brethren are not what? In darkness. At that day shall overtake you as a thief. The next verse. Next verse. Give me the next verse. I have to hurry up. What's the next verse now? Ye are the children of the light and the children of the day, but we are not of the night nor of the darkness. Now, you have done your best here. Praise God. There's another scripture I want to... There's a scripture I'm looking for. I have not found. Okay. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I will close on this note. It's a promise. Amen. Have faith in God. And believe his prophets. Now we beseech you, brethren. Why is it beseeching them? By the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And by our gathering together unto him. All I have shown you, I have seen no two appearing of Jesus. There's only one. And he warned us that be careful lest they say that he's there. He said when he comes, everybody will see him. There's no secret visit. Are you with me? But he just comes. And he says, anybody. Say all the earth shall see. And he will send forth, if you go further in that book of Matthew and all that, said, and I will, he will send his angels and they will gather his elect from the four winds of the earth, four corners. Paul spoke about that. He said at the last trump, those who are dead will rise and we that are alive will join them. It's still the same one gathering. I don't know whether you are with me. He says, and I got together with you in verse 2. That ye be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Next verse. Is that Ebo? Let no man do what? Deceive. You see, deceive is coming up all over and over again. He himself warned us that day no man know. So let no one deceive you about that day. Praise God. But he did not say you cannot know the season. Have you tried plucking mango? Those of you that live in grandpa's house. Praise God. You know when the mango came out, you are watching it and paying attention. Then when it begins to change to yellow, you know that the time is ripe. But there's a time when you're supposed to get a particular kind of yellow. You know it is time to judge you. But you knew the season, but the day it was going to turn yellow, gone, you did not know. And so what were you doing? You were monitoring it. And I know you're not the only one that monitored it. Other people too are in it. So it is the first one that gets there first. Miss Allah, don't go. God bless you. Just sit down there. You have to learn. It's called righteousness. Go sit down. Tell him to come back. Pijos, go and call Pijos. Please call Pijos. How can he go? He's a pastor. Call him back. And then he go. You're looking here. It's part of the righteousness he has to learn. There are times when we have to trek home. Even at 10, we trek home. Because it's part of the training. That's what Bello is here. He has not gone home. Praise God. He said he has a car. You too will have a car one day, but learn it now. Amen. Say, let no man deceive you, for that day shall not come. Which day? Verse 1. The day of the Lord's appearing. And what other thing? Our being gathered together unto him. He said, that day will not do what? Will not come. Except that happens what? A falling away first. And what is revealed? The man of sin. It's simple English. It's so plain. So the question therefore is, where did we get the theory and the confidence and all the teaching about rapture? It's not biblical. Jesus is coming back, but there's no story about rapture. Well, you can call the event rapture. That would be great. Praise God. But the problem is that when you hear the word rapture, they are always talking about tribulation and all that. But it's so clear here. It's so clear. It's scriptures. I didn't write it. And that son of perdition is what? The man of sin is be revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 4. Please hurry up. Who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple as God showed himself that he is God. This is the desolation that maketh desolate. The abomination that maketh desolate. I beg your pardon. And verse 5. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. So I ask, where did we get what we are teaching? You can read the rest of the scripture. I don't need to go down further. But the Bible says, whom the Lord will destroy at his appearing. The Lord will destroy him at his appearing. Now when you get to Revelation, you now see what will happen when they capture him and they throw him to the bottom and all the things that's going to happen in Revelation. It's all there. So what I just want to tell you tonight, I don't know how much time we have. In the days of the apostles, they believed Jesus was going to come very soon. But after a while, they had to start revising their timetable. And when time Paul was going, he said, I fought a good fight. He knew Jesus was not coming back in his time. And so we pass on the baton to every generation that Jesus may come in your time. You don't know when he will come. So you prepare as though he's coming. Amen. Am I communicating? So there are many signs. I don't want to look at the devil as a sign alone. Are you with me? There are other signs in the church that we should also pay attention to that tells you Jesus is coming, which I think we should really pay attention to. But one thing is good. Jesus is coming back. And it will be a tragedy if he comes in our time and we are not ready. That's why he warned us about Noah. He warned us about Noah. Now, he said the days of Noah, they were playing, they were something. That means they were distracted. They had other activities and agendas that people were running after. Is it not so in our days today? It's so serious that we don't even know who is called and who is not called. And let me close with this, like the days of Noah. It was Peter that spoke about Noah. It was in Peter that we heard that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And it occurred to me that, listen to me, to make money at that national level, you need philosophers to teach you how to make money. They've not taught us how to make money. Those ENT they are teaching you, you can't make jack from it. You can't even sell barrel with it. Are you with me? There must be a conscious effort of the government to teach you how to make money. Those guys were preachers of prosperity. Because you become what you hear. Are you with me? So there were people who were competing with Noah for the airwaves. And they were so successful that they drowned the voice of Noah. So when Noah was preaching righteousness, nobody was listening to Noah. Only 8 people listened to him. His wife. His 3 boys. Only 7 people. Thank you, Pastor. Because he was the 8. That was how successful Noah's church was. The other big guys in town were packing their millions. And there was evidence to prove that they were successful. Hallelujah. Do you understand? But he was a preacher of righteousness. And he preached for over 100 years. And his church did not grow beyond 7. Amen. But please don't kid yourself. Noah was wealthy. Noah was wealthy. To build that ark. Because we have no clue that God was one who supplied all those things. I have no clue. But if God supplied it, he had to buy those things. He had to hire carpenters. He had to hire all kinds of masons. He had to ask so many people to put that thing together. And for that, he had to pay. For that, the person selling food, okay, it was an industry. The ship he built is bigger than the present aircraft carrier. They said an aircraft carrier was about 5 football fields combined together. Football field. It looks small on paper or in television, but when you get on deck, it's like, what? How is this thing floating? And yet, his ship was bigger than that. So you can understand the industry that went into it. So don't think it was a poor man. It was no poor man. But it was his preaching was acceptable. That's why I said it shall be a witness to all the nations when you preach these things. So it's possible you can be believing God for many things and miss the main thing. They miss the main thing. And until Noah entered the ark, they did not know. That's why I said to come like a thief in the night. Brethren, I won't take questions tonight. Maybe we'll meet next week and I will take questions. Because I'm not going to go into Revelation and start telling you about those things. One dragon did one man like this. I don't have that time. It's not your, right now, today, is not your business. What dragon represent? What those the dragon with four heads, and it's not your business. Your business is prepare. Are you getting me? Get yourself ready. Put your house in order because God is coming. And when he's coming to shake the heavens and the earth. Whatever is not planted upon the rock. Remember he said it, he that takes these things and uses it like he will put his house or where? On the rock. And this, what came? The storm came. The wind blew. What else? Three things attacked the house. And that thing stood. The wind is coming, oh. The storms are coming, oh. Amen. It is your own house, oh. It's not our house. It is your own house. Build it well. And God will be with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we pray? Father, we thank you. Can you ask the Lord to help you? We need the Lord to help us. We don't know what our own seasons will bring. The apostles have had their seasons. We are in a season and we do not, but it's not, it has never been different from any other seasons. The intention of every season and every operation of the enemy is to weaken our resolve and weaken our commitment and take us out and make it impossible for us to continue with the Lord. Whether Jesus comes tonight or comes tomorrow, that he may find you not sleeping like the children of the dark, but as the children of light, we are ready. Remember the parable. The five virgins, remember the parable. Remember he said it. He said it was in the midnight when it was dark. That's when he will come. When they didn't expect him, that's when he's going to come. We have been expecting for 2,000 years. We don't know how many years are still left for him to come. We don't know. But he said that those five wives took extra oil. It's about you taking the extra because you are prepared. There is a preparation. There is a mindset that you have. Lord, I ask for the right mindset. I ask for the right mindset. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I give praise. I give praise. I give praise. I give praise. Ombre ne man crudo sembre mandeske. Fendre ne nosso frigale re nosso frigidisha. Rabole cromoste. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise and glory. Elena Andrea dos Sapalo Brodost Rebo Subri Hili Brinaba.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.